Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
What a wonderful midsummer day on the radio and in podcasts here, there, and everywhere electronically. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen. Victoria Keelan will be out for the rest of the week, at least maybe even longer than that. Hope that she comes around to get rid of it. So many people have had this thing. Wow.
I know.
It's got to build up your immune system. Stay strong and healthy.
Somebody sniffles, run the other way.
Yep. Make sure you stay away from them. Say bye-bye to them. Speaking of saying bye-bye, the state of North Dakota, latest to say bye-bye to the strict voter ID law, down in flames. Man, do I not understand this. I think yesterday there'd been a post on a Facebook page that I saw. All the things you got to have an ID for. Pretty much everything except voting. The law required ID.
It's such a nonpartisan thing. People like to make this political, like it's a conservative thing, but this is an everybody thing. It's a common sense thing.
Well, it is if you have common sense.
Oh.
There is the question. This law in North Dakota required identification at the polls. You had to have a valid address. And the reason it got tossed is because a group of Native Americans challenged the law, saying it was too restrictive for those living on the reservations. They didn't have addresses on the reservation. What's the address? 10234 Reservation Drive. So the judge agreed with the lawyers for the Indians and barred North Dakota from enforcing the law when people swipe their voter cards. That would be in November. North Dakota now is with Texas, North Carolina, Wisconsin to scratch out the strict voter ID laws. And as Jennifer suggested, this is more on one side or the other. Democrats don't like the strict voter ID requirements. It makes it hard for minority. You know what? That's tough crap. If you don't like it, that's too bad. This is back to what we were talking about before. Making things so easy for everybody. Isn't voting a privilege? Isn't it something that requires you to either be educated, informed, and someone who wants to participate? They say this contributes to low turnout. No, stupidity contributes to low turnout. Do you know, I saw this stat the other day. I bet most of you don't know that only 9% of the eligible voters were responsible for Hillary and Donald Trump mm-hmm. getting their positions. 9%.
Incredible.
9 out of every 100 eligible voters voted in the primaries. You know how sick that is?
Well, some people
how
voted.
Disrespectful? What do you mean?
They voted for other
people.
Candidates.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, there were 17 candidates on the Republican side.
Oh, well, but I'm saying, and maybe I should clarify. Thank you, Jennifer. What I'm saying is that only 9% of those who are eligibly at the age where you could vote, only 9% went to the polls in the primaries to vote for whoever it was that you were voting for. And it ended up being Trump and Hillary, but they're the beneficiaries of your largesse. 9%. That is destructive.
That's a travesty.
Mm-hmm. That's the end. It is. It has to be the end. People not participate. You know how often I've said on the air, this is more important. The primary is way more important than the general election.
And if you are a woman or a minority, you cannot take your vote for granted. I mean, typically those groups don't probably vote the way I wish the people would. But you know what? It is so sad to watch when you think that women have only had the right to vote for like 100 years. We had to fight very hard. This is our recent history. This is a big deal. And to not take advantage of it every single time is really, I don't know, it's pretty bad.
13 past the hour.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
Sturgis.
Name and town.
Andy Cheyenne, Wyoming. Great day to be in Sturgis, South Dakota.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. When Sturgis locals serve lunch.
1974. Everything was in the city park. The people of Sturgis would come down and set up hamburgers and hot dogs. What we see today is so different than what it was back in the 70s. Just a lot of fun in the park, and it was pretty crazy.
Crazy.
They'd pull the bus up, and girls would dance on the bus. Sometimes they had to get their husbands or boyfriends out of jail. If they danced naked, that was fine. If they didn't, well, it was good too.
Object.
Making money.
Bikers.
20,000 people at the most. That was a big crowd.
American Biker Minute.
Everybody camped, partied right there at City Park.
Your passport to the open road and two wheels.
Think green. Manhattan Project scientists speak about the true safety of nuclear power plants. It's next. Think Green is sponsored by Service Magic. Furnace need repair? House need cleaning? Get access to top-rated remodelers, handymen, roofers, and more. Log on to renovatenow.servicemagic.com. That's renovatenow.servicemagic.com. Harrison with you. Governments regulate risky industrial systems such as nuclear power plants in hopes of making them less risky. Recent history is rife with major disasters accompanied by failed regulation, ignored warnings, and commonplace human error. Normal accidents will inevitably occur in these complex, tightly coupled systems of modern society, resulting in the kind of unpredictable cascading disaster seen at Fukushima. Some systems, like nuke plants with catastrophic potential, are just too dangerous to exist because they simply cannot be made safe, regardless of human effort.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
So what happens when you fill up your brain with useless trivia? You get a surprising benefit. So what happens when you fill up your brain with useless information, you know, like trivia or Star Trek information or even everything there is to know about every sports team in the world? What do you get? A surprising benefit. Here's the brain science of it. Remember how your mother warned you to stop reading all those comic books because you'd fill up your brain? Well, bad advice. It seems the more useless information you learn, the bigger your long-term memory and the easier it becomes to learn to use new things. The more information you have stored in long-term memory, the easier it is to link new learning with old learning. The result? A surprising memory that's the envy of all.
And in your own nerdy way, you're kind of cool.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Useless trivia is a hook on which to hang really useful knowledge. Drop me an email at drbuff.com.
15 past the hour, Doug Steffen with a fellow named Joe Nativo, who's vice president of finance for Kumon North America, a company that's involved in working on a program that helps you become a better parent. Many of us dream, many of us have had dreams and nightmares when it came to making our children or trying to make our children sort of fit in. And now here's a new idea. Maybe this is just in time for school. Is this the appropriate time of year, or could this be done at any time of year, Joe Nativo?
Hi, Doug. Good morning. Yes, this could be. This is a year-round program. Kumon After School Math and Reading Centers were typically open 2 days a week, so you can bring your child generally for 30 minutes to an hour for the math and reading program.
So this is something I'm following up with you on a program that I was talking about. I've had several conversations on the air about some of the non-profit organizations that are doing this, helping children of all ages occupy themselves after school. Some of it is sports, some of it is related to academic achievement. Yours, your program, is aimed specifically, it looks like, at doing better academically.
That's correct, yes. We're a kind of an individualized, self-directed program. It's an ability-based program, so what that means is children are placed in the program not according to age or grade level. And we help all kinds of kids, kids that are need some extra help, like for remedial purposes. And we also help smart kids get smarter. So we're an enrichment program as well.
So tell us a little about this company, Kumon.
Kumon, we're the world's largest after-school math and reading program. We've got over 4 million students worldwide, and we're in 49 countries. Here in the United States, we've got over 1,500 locations across the country, and about 280,000 students currently enrolled in the program.
How does it work? Do you get hired by the school system? Do you get hired by private businesses? And is this an opportunity for people to start a business of their own, especially if they have an academic or educational background?
Yes, this is a franchise. So you purchase the franchise from Kumon North America as a franchisor. We've got the lowest franchise fee in the industry. It's only $2,000. And we provide loads of financial incentives to help you get started.
Mm-hmm. And the people who are doing it, are they mostly teachers who are working after school on their own? Is this a good sort of entrepreneurial thing? I'm a great believer in sort of garage businesses, part-time businesses. Everybody ought to have a business of their own because it's good for tax purposes. Could a teacher or an administrator in a school, could they do something like this?
Yes, absolutely. And we don't limit the opportunity to teachers. You don't necessarily need a teaching background. Anyone that's looking to go into business for themselves and has a real passion to help children, those are our ideal candidates for us.
Yeah. This looks like a very interesting thing. It recognizes, the entrepreneurial side of this recognizes what's so good about America, that you can find a need, find a niche, and fill it. That's what you've done.
Yes, there's high demand for our program. I mean, parents are always looking to help their children, you know, to achieve it, you know, more and more in school and you know, in life. So, you know, that's what we believe our program is, can help unlock their potential.
Mm-hmm. How long has this been going on? Where did it actually get its start?
The program originated in Japan over 50 years ago.
Really?
The founder was a Japanese teacher, and he started the program, and eventually we expanded overseas, and now we're in 49 countries.
All right. So it started in Japan, then expanded to America and 48 other countries. So the same sort of thing, is this recognition of the problem that academia has of getting people prepared, especially in the hardcore areas of math and science?
Yeah, I think we supplement what kids are already learning in school. We fill in gaps and, you know, just help them build even a more solid foundation with their academics.
So parents can get into this. Parentpreneurs, this is interesting. How do people find out more information? Where do they go is it KumonFranchise.com? Did I see that somewhere?
Yes, that's correct. KumonFranchise.com.
KumonFranchise.com. What a great idea for people for all kinds of reasons, all of the right reasons, getting involved in something like this, math and reading. These are the things that people have the biggest problem with. How many times have we had this conversation about, we've had it today, we had it yesterday, as kids are getting ready to go back to school, and franchising is becoming very popular. So here's something that works well. Folks who have a skill in business and are educators as well. You don't have to be, but this is very, I could see where this would be very rewarding, Joe, actually.
Yes, our franchise owners, you know, they love to be able to give back to the community. They love that they're helping children. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, they're in business for themselves. So they're achieving the American dream.
Win. All right, again, more information at KumonFranchise.com. Joe Nativo, who's Vice President for Finance at Kumon North America, thank you for giving us the opportunity to hear about something that's really cool and good. 21 after the hour.